Welcome to today's Quick Fit class. Today's class is all about the knee and giving you some relief. Now, of course, I'm not your physician. You may have something torn or broken that I know nothing about. But assuming that is not the case for you, if your knees are just sore and tender, these techniques are going to work wonders if you do them daily and gently. So let's just start with a sturdy chair that has no arms or wheels, and we'll start swinging our legs. You ready? Nice forward and back. The chair is just a really great tool, and we're warming up the hips. All our muscles relate to one another. The knees do not just live in isolation, so we have to make sure we look at the muscles and the joints upstream and downstream. We're swinging in all three directions here. Switch sides. A nice forward and back swing. Starting your breathing to help everything loosen up that much easier. Kind of a diagonal across and out. Warming up the glutes, the inner thigh, and then side and across. Let that knee bend. You'll get a little bit more height. And then we'll go down to the chair. Go ahead and sit back in your seat and mirror me. This will be your left leg, and pull those toes towards you, working this quad, stretching the calf. And then the next isometric move, pull or press that heel into the chair leg. I'm actually going to hang onto the seat so I can recruit a little bit of leverage. Use your stomach. Press or pull, whichever makes sense, but you're pushing, you're using all these muscles. Extend, pull the toes towards you, hold it here, and ready, and go. Press. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, make sure you don't work into any knife pains, all right? Pulling the toes towards you. And then press that heel against the chair leg as if you could bring that heel towards your bottom. And extend. And press. Good. At about 50-60% of your strength, we're just trying to wake up underused muscles. Very good. All right, let's pull this knee up. Nice stretch. And now try to straighten the leg, but your hands are going to keep it here. You ready? Go. Stretch, 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 and relax. Do it again. You ready? And extend. Extend and holding it back. And relax. Let's do the other side. So you'll bring this knee up. Do your best to grab. Maybe you need a towel or a band. Ready, and extend. Hanging onto your pant leg even works. And relax. One more time. You're ready, and trying to extend. Good. Seated sideways in your seat, we'll do a very similar exercise. And once again, this is one where you could use a band if you need to, or grab your pant leg, or hang onto your ankle. Try to straighten the leg. In other words, you're pushing the foot, the ankle, into your hand. And relax. Inhale. And press it. Press. Press. And release. Very good. These are all exercises you just wouldn't even think about. Ready? And press. And they don't take repetitions. They just take a gentle hold. Waking up and activating all those tender tissues and tendons. All right, very good. All right, so gently release that leg and then lift the leg out to the side. Okay, working these muscles that also contribute to your knees. And release. Extend the leg. Now try to press the foot into the floor. Activating your inner thigh muscles that go all the way down to the knee. Release, Bend, lift, and we're lifting to the side, not to the front. To the side, hold. Some of you actually need to turn and put two hands on your chair back, pushing the leg back. It wants to cheat and come forward. Extend, ready? Squeeze the bottom, press the leg, press the foot down against the floor, that immovable object, and relax. Spinning around and doing the other side. So we're half on, half off the chair. Hook your arm, knees bent, no cheating, okay? Stay down, working these muscles. Lift, lift. And if you struggle getting the leg up off the floor, that really is your clue that these are very weak and you're onto something. Ready? Press down. Press, press. Good. Once again, if you're unable to get the leg off the floor, just keep working at it. You have to start somewhere, and just squeezing the muscles is the beginning of strengthening and conditioning. Release. Extend. You ready? Press it down. Press. Next, we'll be standing again, and we'll still be using the chair. All right? So just stand up right next to the side of your chair. The chair is actually behind you. And see if you can get that foot and ankle up on top of the seat. Now, first you're going to squeeze your hind end and then press the foot against the chair. Oh, that just activates everything. Your hind end, your quad, all the way down to your knee. Relax. That's a really, really special exercise. Okay, you ready? One more time. Press the foot into the floor, activate your glutes, feel it stretch clear down to your knee. Just really gently though for today, for probably a few weeks, you don't want to use too much force on that exercise, just about 50%. Let's go to the other side. So once again, the chair is behind you. You want to hook that foot up on top. Squeeze your hind end as you press the foot into the floor. It's strengthening and stretching all at once. Good, and release. And go, press, press. Isn't this wonderful? Just in the comfort of your own home, you can get a very effective and easy workout. And release. Okay, so still keep one leg on the side of the chair, and then we'll reach the other one back. I call this a safety lunge. So you're doing a small lunge, but the chair's under your hind end if you were to suddenly lose strength. Push and come up. Do it again. Extend and come up. Let's do the other side. All right, reach it back. Hold. Not much glamorous stuff going on. We're just doing a hold. Ready? And up. And back. Holds are super effective though. Ready and up. All right, so we'll do another squat. These are really important. Walk until you feel your knees hitting the chair. And what happens is to squat, your butt has to go back. And you reach over the top of the chair. Reach a little more so you don't fall backwards, and that's okay. And up. It's just a really small squat. Feel your weight in your heels. Very good. All right, and let's do a little bit of balance work. This is going to work more of those muscles, those stabilizing muscles, those small, teeny stabilizing muscles that surround your knee, your ankle, and your hip. And do your best to lightly hold the chair so that you really can stimulate those smaller muscles. Let's do the other leg. Ready? Very good. Well, our time is up for today, but remember, you can find many more healing moves to gently balance your entire body at pbswisconsin.org/quickfit. Because life is movement. Let's keep you moving, and I'll see you next time.